to your left and my right, we also have, I don't know exactly, what is it you do?
That is an excellent description of not knowing if I am to the left or the right, because I am Slavoj Žižek, of course.
Yes, you are Slavoj Žižek.
Yes, that is to say that essentially that early in my development as an intellectual, I was a communist, and then I was a fervent anti-communist, and now again I become a communist, but in the postmodern sense, as an anarchic element to it. So I have swung wildly from right to left, and this is almost an essential absurdity that you introduced me with. I thank you for this castration.
Oh, very good. But what would you say your occupation is?
I am a philosopher. I am an unknown throughout the world, famously not famous. I study the inherent absurdities and confabulations of the modern crisis of capitalism.
I see.
And I think that the crisis has reached the stage of almost unintelligible psychosis that is important for us to discuss. And this urgent crisis here, it's a discussion around tables such as the Comedy Bang Bang.
I see. I don't quite know what you're getting at.
That is essential to my analysis, is that unintelligibility is almost essential to our evolution as a species.
So your whole thing is that we don't understand anything you're saying.
Indeed. Not only is it unfortunate, and at the same time, one of my goals.
Okay, well, that'll be fun for a long extended period of time.
And also the irony is that I would be a terrible guest, and yet still holding court in public as if my voice should be heard.
The death of God is about the drying up of a horizon of meaning and of a whole form of human life.
Where do we stand in the illusion it makes? What kind of space are we invited into?
The material relations between people become social relations between things. When we look at toasters, corn, and TVs,
to a large extent, live in the interregnum between worlds, if you will, or between paradigms. Not many people in the history of the world have faced that.
Zero Squared is the Zero Books podcast.
Right before I jetted off to New York City to attend the Left Forum, I'd edited a conversation with C. Derek Varn for this week's podcast. Upon my return, I see that I made a mistake and saved the wrong file. So that podcast will be put off for a bit. Instead, this week's podcast is merely a reading of a blog post reporting on the Left Forum and on the Žižek controversy. This is entitled Standing with Slavoj Žižek and Against an Illness on the Left, and is dedicated to Vak Tang, a fellow traveler and Lacanian who I know on Facebook and met for the first time in New York City. Cheers, Vak Tang. Let's not let the PC police get us down. It's Friday, May 27th, 2016, and I'm Douglas Lane, the publisher of Zero Books and the host of this podcast. In this episode, you'll hear clips from the Left Forum and clips from Slavoj Žižek's appearance on the podcast Comedy Bang Bang. Standing with Slavoj Žižek and Against an Illness on the Left. This year's Left Forum was, in many ways, identical to last year's forum. It was held at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice again. The panels and tables were peopled by all the same liberal and sectarian groups, and the array of issues covered were the same as always. For example, there were panels on single-payer health care, COINTELPRO, animal liberation, imperialism, veganism, Syriza, education, independent media, feminism, black revolution, and so on. What marked this year's forum as perhaps different was the already nostalgic focus on Bernie Sanders, as well as an unstated and free-floating sense of depression. Due to the success of Trump, and the failure of Sanders, the U.S. left has been, for the moment, rendered irrelevant. We've been reduced to hoping that the establishment, as we've known it, will be able to eke out a victory in November. There's talk of harnessing the remnants of Sanders' political campaign in order to launch a new movement. But the truth is that this election has already demoralized the U.S. left. Instead of re-examining the assumptions, aims, and tactics that have led us to this most recent failure, we've pushed on with the same fragmented agendas. And the best evidence of the poverty of the U.S. left, the most obvious symptom of the impasse, was this year's reaction to the Slovenian philosopher Slavoj Žižek. In November of last year, Žižek penned a controversial essay on the Syrian refugee crisis, one that was both ill-conceived and largely misread. At the time, Zero Books responded to this essay with a blog post entitled, Where Žižek Goes Wrong. Since then, however, the emotional reaction to Žižek's essay has become more significant than what Žižek actually said. And even before the events on Sunday, it was clear that, this year, Žižek would not be receiving the warm reception that he, as the Elvis of political theory, might possibly have come to expect. At the final plenary, a small group of anti-Žižek audience members distributed leaflets denouncing the philosopher, and one of the two flyers featured a picture of Slavoj sitting with his legs crossed. He was shown staring at some interlocutor outside the frame, obviously listening to a question that he didn't like. The photo was covered over by various supposedly racist or sexist quotes taken from his lectures or essays, quotes either stripped of context or misinterpreted, so as to justify offense. By the time Amy Goodman took the stage, everyone was focused on this anti-Žižek contingent. Everyone was eager to hear what Žižek would say and how he would handle a crowd that had, at least in part, already been turned against him.
He is the, we call the Elvis of cultural theory. Please join me in welcoming Slavoj Žižek.
After that exchange, Žižek proceeded with his usual performance. He repeated his standard critiques of political correctness and multiculturalism, but as he went along, the crowd grew restless, and some people began to trickle out. If I was a journalist, I'd fill in more details. I would note how Žižek's detractors wandered through the crowd and whispered complaints and slurs. I might mention that their leader was a youngish woman who carried a red canvas bag over her shoulder and a cell phone in her hands. She was unable to stop texting or tweeting even as she denounced the man on stage. This woman told me that she was concerned that Žižek would refuse to answer questions from the audience, and she ridiculously suggested that Žižek was talking so long because he was afraid to face her questions. But nobody who knows anything about Žižek would say this. Anyone who knows his work or has seen him speak would know that Žižek is simply incapable of talking for less than 5 minutes at a stretch or of giving a single answer to any question. But these details don't matter. What does matter is the character of the critique, what is behind the call to no-platform him. Those who attacked Žižek, those who sought to keep him from speaking, didn't have a positive politics or even a critique. All they had was a posture. For these leftists, the act of calling someone out, the denunciation, is an end in itself. Those who heckled Žižek, those who demanded to know why the left forum had allowed him to speak, they weren't attempting to change anything. They were instead only seeking to exercise their collective power in this one instance. This is a dangerous moment in the U.S. With right-wing populism on the rise, we can ill afford to indulge childish charades or allow moralistic condemnation to replace serious engagement. And even if the way forward isn't obvious, even if we feel stymied and trapped, we must not fall into this trap of viciousness. If we are to no platform anyone, let us in the future refuse to give a platform to those who want only to disrupt. Let's reject all those who offer nothing but smug performances of pseudo-politics. We at Zero Books, despite our disagreement with some of his ideas and arguments, stand with Slavoj Žižek.